SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. And if I'm not mistaken, sir, we've got a kind of a special edition of the good, the bad, and the dumb this morning.
It's a different one because...
Different one.
Every so often, you know, I go out there, I try to find a good story, a bad story, and a dumb story. And I don't think I've ever had the trifecta with one story.
Oh, this is going to be great.
And I couldn't decide, because this story is a good one, a bad one, and potentially could be a dumb one.
All rolled into one.
All rolled into one. O.J. Simpson took to Twitter yesterday to express a concern he has due to the coronavirus.
Let's hear it from O.J.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, we've got to finish our round of golf today. They said they were going to close the golf course at one point, but they let everybody finish their round of golf, and now they're saying they're going to be closed, and other courses are talking about closing. But, you know, I thought the course did the right thing today. They closed the clubhouse, so you couldn't go in for breakfast or anything. But on the golf course, guys aren't that close to each other. What they did today, they gave everybody single golf carts, and they told you not to take the pin out, and I don't take the pin out anyway. But I play in a club here, and there's a lot of older guys in that club, and some of them at one point had strokes. They don't walk that well, and they'll never go hiking. And as I say, they don't really take long walks. Their only exercise is playing golf. So I kind of understand what the golf course is doing. I'm not going to criticize them. But, you know, you let guys have their own golf cart. You tell them not to, you know, pull the pin out, I guess. You don't touch the pin. You don't really get that close to one another on a golf course. And I think for some of the older guys that golf is their only exercise, I think it's going to hurt them if you start closing all the golf courses. I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum. Get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. Take care.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was a complete disaster.
I mean, okay, the good part is he has a right. He's making a point, and it's a great point.
It's a good point.
You know, for a lot of these guys, walking a golf course, I mean, even if it's riding in a cart and then getting out and walking those few steps to drive their ball, that's their only exercise.
That's very true.
Makes a lot of sense. You know, and he said the golf club did the right thing. They closed the clubhouse because he couldn't get breakfast.
He needs breakfast, but he's okay not getting breakfast because he's going to have to play some golf.
He understands the times. You know, maybe he's got to pack a power bar and just take that with him in the cart as he drives around. And
that's,
you know,
right.
And the club gave out everyone single carts.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
So that's a smart move.
That's right.
And then it goes 180.
Then it just kind of goes in a direction. Like, O.J. doesn't deal in the same realities as we do about O.J., right?
Yeah.
Like, when we hear O.J. go, I'm going to go crazy. Well, to him, he's like everybody else that says that. Like, I'm going to go crazy if I don't get my Big Mac today from McDonald's. I'm going to lose it. He thinks he's like that.
And nothing happens.
Right. Nothing happens. They don't really go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, my wife will say that all the time. She loves Diet Pepsi. And if we don't have any in the house, she'll like, I'm leaving. I'm getting one. She goes, I'm going to go crazy if I don't get Diet Pepsi. I'm leaving. I'm going to go get one right now. But she's not going to go crazy. OJ goes crazy. Like, OJ went crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's, so he thinks he's like everybody else saying that. And we're like, you're like nobody else saying that.
Right. So, and that encompasses the bad.
Right. Right. Exactly.
The bad is exactly. OJ just admitting to everyone, hey, you better get me a bed in the Santa sign because I could go crazy if I can't get my golf.
Yeah, golf. You never know what I'm going to do if I don't get any golf.
Yeah.
Oh, no, OJ.
Where the dumb comes in is, as Americans, how do we handle this potential pandemic?
That's true.
I mean, is it on the responsibility of the golf course to go, we're going to keep it open for him?
You're right. Unbelievable.
And I got to tell you, I mean, because this is on Twitter. Twitter does not fail. Never fails. Some of these comments You know, exactly like we said. And we all know what happens when you go crazy.
Right. Exactly. This is where Twitter is awesome, because they take this and they know exactly what to do with it.
How about this one? Ron and Nicole didn't get to finish their round.
Oh, boy. People they're not playing around on Twitter.
Yeah.
I said this before about Twitter. I've seen tweets where I go, oh, I've got a perfect comeback for that. But I always check to see how many replies that tweet has, because I know that little brilliant piece of comedy that's in my head has probably been used 6 or 7 times, and no doubt it has. Without question, I go, well, I can't use it because 15 other people got the same idea.
Right. So the potential dumb of the story, I mean, it's twofold. One is it an admission to future murders by O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, that's very true. Can we use this as tape?
If we come to find out that a golf attendant, just a guy who just checks out golf carts, happens to be the first person to tell O.J. that the course is closed today because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And he ends up missing.
That's right.
For whatever reason.
Yep.
For reasons.
Can you picture some kid, like OJ's coming to the clubhouse and the kid's got to stand there and goes, "Hold it, sir. The course is closed today. The moose out front should have told you."
Yeah.
OJ goes, no, it's not.
I'm picturing Danny from Caddyshack from behind the cage.
Exactly. OJ goes, no, you got holes. You got golf carts. We're playing some golf. Come over here. Grabs him and holds him hostage.
Yeah. No, you just stay in that cage. How long can you live in that cage for? Oh, we'll find out.
We'll find out. So funny. OJ, great.
Yeah. It was so good. I mean, I loved his point that he was making. I mean, he's, you know, it's a box to stand on. It is.
Glad he's still making payments to the Goldman family.
Yep.
Right? Found a way to get out of that. Moved to Florida. They can't touch his pension. He's playing golf every single day. It's crazy.
Is he in Florida or is he in Vegas?
I don't know. Where is he?
I have no idea where he is.
I thought he was in Florida because I thought he was. Well, maybe he's. No. He might be in Vegas. I don't know where he is. That's a good question.
I'm looking at the course that he's standing on. I would assume this is Vegas or somewhere in Nevada.
I think he's in Vegas. No, I think he's in Vegas because I kind of forgot. Isn't O.J. Simpson still on parole?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. His Twitter handle says Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. He's still on parole. He went to Florida. After, like, he went to Florida between, like, after the verdict. Remember the verdict that said you owe the Goldmans like $25 million. Remember the wrongful death law. Remember that one?
The
civil suit. And I think he moved to Florida afterwards because I don't think in Florida the Goldmans could get his NFL pension, and he was going to just live off of that.
Well, I don't think they can touch his NFL pension no matter where he lives.
No matter where he lives. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
good. See, I'm glad you're here because that would have been misinformation on my part.
Yeah, I think it's no matter where he lives, they can't touch the pension.
So he doesn't have to pay income tax in Florida and just said, I want to go down there and play golf. Nope. And get away from
no income tax,
LA.
No property taxes either.
That's right. So he's saying, I'm out. I'll go to Florida. And then he was doing some crazy things down in Florida. Then he went. Then, of course, he got back to Vegas. And then he held up those people with a gun. And he went to jail for 9 years. And then he's on parole. So he's on parole.
So he has to stay in Vegas.
He's in Vegas. So
think he has an ankle bracelet?
Oh, that's a good question. What's parole like for OJ?
I don't know.
Like when they go, okay, Mr. Simpson, what have you been doing with your time? What have you been doing?
That's the thing.
Playing golf and being on Twitter.
You don't even have to do it. You just go to Twitter. If you're his parole officer, you just go, do I make the phone call or do I just see what he's tweeted out today? I can see where he is.
Gotta let you know where I am at all times. I'm on the golf course. Where you want? Where do you think I'm going?
He's complaining that, you know, you don't call close the golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the parole officer, do you make a phone call to him right now?
That's right. Hey, OJ, a little concerned.
Yeah.
Would it have been – here's the thing about OJ. I got a serious question about OJ here. What if OJ had said, oh, my God, they better not close these golf courses. I could kill somebody. Do you think that would be an inadvertent slip, or do you think he would have done that on purpose?
Well, that – you know what? How many licks does it get to the center of a Tootsie Pop question?
Pretty much. I think you're right.
You don't know.
You don't know.
And you'll never know. The world may never know.
Because – psychologically, OJ either is in two states of mind right now. Either one, because we know he killed those two people, it's either one, he knows he killed those two people and got away with it, or two, he believes he never killed those people, even though he did. So he's in those two frame of minds.
So you're saying that he might have already believed the lie.
Right.
That he
created. Right, right, right. Right. That maybe psychologically he really believes he did not kill those people, even though we know he did. But if it's the first one, he could play around on Twitter like that and just see what the reaction's going to be as amusement. Right. Like, I'm going to go crazy. Right. Knowing, here's meat to the lions on Twitter. Go ahead, guys. Make fun of me as the murderer that I am. Like, that'd be a little bit more psychotic, would it not? Like, if OJ really went out purposely to create fodder on Twitter knowing he's a murderer. Like, I'm really trying to get to the psychological aspect of OJ, which I know is an impossible task. People who get paid way more money than I do can't figure this guy out. So who am I? Who am I to do, you know, OJ on the couch in this segment? God, that's great. Got to be honest with you. I don't want OJ to go away on Twitter for some selfish, bizarre entertainment reason.
At the same time, I don't want coronavirus to get to OJ.
No.
I'd be afraid.
I would be totally afraid. Listen, there's a happy medium with OJ. We like Twitter OJ. We don't want crazy can't play golf OJ.
Yep.
Right?
If they close the golf course, another person on Twitter said it'll give you more time to search for the real killer.
I know. Oh, good point. He's never completed that promise.
Well, maybe he did when he wrote that book, If I Had Done It.
If I Did It. Who writes a book called If I Did It? What innocent person has ever sat down with the publisher and created the idea of writing a book called If I Did It? You think Andy Dufresne from Shawshank Redemption was like, you know what would be a good idea if I wrote If I Did It? If I did kill my wife and her lover.
He didn't do it. You got to find someone who actually did do it.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if you're innocent, if you're innocent of a crime.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see
if you're going to court. And you hire the best lawyers in the world. You seriously are innocent. Like, you are true. Like, I honestly didn't do this. And there's not enough evidence to show you did it. And you know you didn't do it. And everybody knows you didn't do it. Would you ever sit with a publisher and go, just hypothetical. Let's pretend I did kill my wife and her lover. Right? You would never do that. But if you're OJ, that's an opportunity to clear your conscience. Clear your head. Who sits down and comes up with that dumb idea? If I did it. What are you talking about? The more I think about it, the more stupid that sounds. It's more crazy than I thought.
That's the craziest thing I think he's ever done.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, that's crazier than, running into a hotel room with a gun demanding your stuff back.
But what's funny about that? Someone. You know what's funny about that? OJ really believed that America would go, well, of course you got a gun to get your stuff back. Why would everybody do the exact same thing?
Or
everybody would have held a hotel room hostage to get your stuff back. Of course, OJ, we're on your side.
Or when it comes to the book, OJ probably is sitting there believing that, you know what, everyone will believe my story. Like, if I had done this, because I'm cracking the case open now, maybe we can find the real killer.
Right. Only OJ, by the way. Only OJ could give us the good, the bad, and the dumb in the same story. That's awesome. Well done. It's SB Nation AM.